The exciting genre of child climate activism books holds the potential to empower children, provide diverse and meaningful representation, and lead to cathartic experiences for children who are anxious about the injustices around them. Books like Burning Sunlight and Haven Jacobs Saves the Planet portray aspirational role models who lead with courage and fight for their future with determination. Dee and Simmons approach writing about child climate activism differently. Dee takes a more upbeat tone and narrows the conflict to a smaller scale, while Simmons takes a more nuanced and dramatic approach and highlights the large-scale change her protagonist inspires. Yet, both these approaches are helpful and empowering to children. In their article, Introduction, Children's Literature and Climate Change, Marek Ozjewicz and Laura Sigisek ask the rhetorical question, quote, "For is it not impossible, indeed childish, to hope that stories for young people can make a difference in what has so far been a losing fight of the planet against the utterly dysfunctional social and political institutions of a petro-capitalist civilization?" Unquote. They continue, quote, "There is a childish disruptiveness in youth-led civil disobedience movements such as Fridays for the Future and the Sunrise Movement. There is likewise a childish insistence shared by climate strikers, water protectors, land defenders, and crossover coalitions." Unquote. Perhaps it is this exact childish determination and fearlessness that will shake people awake, inspiring them to take collective action and fight for the planet they share.